104.7, Andy and Mel at 7:05 morning. Was that a bird I just heard go off the window?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard.
Yesterday we had one.
We had a
double
couple?
It. Yeah. Double tap it. It's like, bam, bam. It was the same bird.
Good job. Oregon top out at 84 today. A little bit windy. We have got some zoo tickets to give away with a fun game coming up. Why are we playing the game? Well, it's Virus Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
Time to appreciate every computer virus you've ever gotten.
No.
Every cold you've ever gotten.
No.
I was trying to figure out where the origin of this Virus Appreciation Day was, because it sounds so stupid.
It is stupid.
And I couldn't find it anywhere. The closest thing I found to an explanation was another website that said, we have no idea where Virus Appreciation Day came from.
I don't get it, because I certainly don't appreciate it.
Maybe if you're an epidemiologist, it's a big day.
Maybe.
You know? Maybe. CDC is like, you know, they've got cake.
Oh, they could have cake today.
Maybe at the CDC.
Probably
today.
Cupcakes. They're more popular right now.
Anyway. So we've got a game we're going to play here coming up. Not giving away the zoo tickets yet. We will. But the game we're going to play is called Virus, Death Metal Band, or Both.
Mm-hmm.
So, got that coming up in about 15, 20 minutes or so.
You're going to be a death metal band. I think I would pick a virus name.
Yeah. There's a lot of them. They are going to allow beer sales at the USDNDSU game on October 20th at Howard Wood.
All right.
Because they're playing this game there, I guess. Which, great timing, same day as the USF Augie game. Not same time, there are different times that day. So, if it's a nice day, I would go hardcore and see both of them, because both would be cool.
Yeah.
I gotta say, though, if I had to pick one, I want to go see Augie USF.
And go where the beer's at?
No. I'm not going for the beer. I'd just rather see those two play because they're in the same town and haven't played each other in, like, I don't know, 25, 30 years or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, to me, that one's way more interesting.
Definitely.
But NDSU and USD are bigger schools, so. But, yeah, the last night, City Council approved a one-day liquor license for Howard Wood.
Okay.
So, you might hear some guy in the crowd going, go, Kyle's out.
Don't they do that anyway?
Did I sound like a coyote just then? Because I thought I sounded like a coyote.
That would be me.
Or was it more like a kitty? I can't tell. My dog looks like a cat.
You're like a drunk guy with ADD.
That's the way people are when they're drunk, though.
Not always.
Yeah, and sometimes they pet people.
That, well, only vodka.
I'm going to predict 13 arrests.
Oh, 13.
13. Would you take the over or the under?
I'm going to go under. I don't think it's going to be so bad.
I put that on my Facebook last night, and everybody was taking the over.
I'm going to go under. I don't think it's going to be as bad as you
started
think.
At 20, and then I was like, well, there is a chance everyone might behave pretty well. The only thing that will screw me is if there's a big brawl. Mm. If there's a big brawl, then I'll lose that one.
But. Yeah.
Our poll question today is, which are you the most likely to watch on TV tonight? The presidential debate, baseball, X Factor, South Park, How Booze Built America on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
And something off your DVR, which Sandy suggested to us, and I added it to the poll. Thank you, Sandy.
I had already voted. Otherwise, I would have totally put DVR.
Yeah. There is that. So far, let's see. We have got How Booze Built America winning. No, sorry. Something off the DVR is it? First place, 40%. The presidential debate, 20% say they would watch that.
It's
now,
so boring.
If you are, I'm going to give you a reason to watch the presidential debate. And it has zero to do with politics. Actually, it has more to do with the USDNDSU kegger than anything else.
Oh, it doesn't have to do with hair?
The presidential debate drinking game.
Woohoo! Yeah.
So,
well, that would be a reason.
Here's how you play. Kay. First, you have to pick a candidate to drink to.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be the person you're going to vote for, the person you're supporting.
All right.
It's probably more fun if it's not the person you're going to pick. But just pick one or the other, and then take a drink any time your candidate says anything off of this list.
Okay.
If you're drinking to Barack Obama, millionaires, voucher, let me be clear, Bain, inherited, invest, General Motors, middle class, families, and Clinton.
Okay. All right.
Every time Mitt Romney says one of the following, you take a drink. $16 trillion. Unemployment. Obamacare. My friend. Job creators. $716 billion. I'm sure there's a rationale behind that number, but
I'm sure there is.
I don't know what it is.
Debt or something.
Redistribute. And by the way, if you want to let me know, I don't care. Redistribute. Private sector. Work. And Reagan.
Okay.
So, some other extra drinking you can do. You can start the night off with kind of a gimme. Take a drink for each person or organization that your candidate thanks in his opening remarks.
Oh, okay.
You could be hammered by the time he finishes that paragraph.
Yeah.
If your candidate has any type of numbered or multi-step plan, take a drink for each number. First, we're going to blah, blah, blah. Okay. Each time you see your candidate force an awkward grin or laugh while his opponent is insulting him, take a drink.
Okay. All right.
And also another note on this game, it says, because it may be a high scoring game, define a drink as one gulp of beer, one sip of wine or liquor. Okay. Know your limits, drink responsibly, and make sure you vote.
All right. The good words of
there
wisdom.
You go. The presidential debate drinking game.
Woo-hoo!
Be careful, kids. This one isn't for the amateurs.
No,
it's not.
And remember, you have to work tomorrow.
And if you got to work tomorrow, you know, don't forget to be a grown up if you do have to work tomorrow. We've got news coming up and your chance to play virus, rock band, or sorry, death metal band, or both. Coming up. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Topping out at 84 today. Going to be a little windy. Got a chance of rain overnight tonight. And it gets colder tomorrow.
Boo.
Yeah, sorry about that. Anyway, 43 right now. We have got a little game to play here called Virus, Death Metal Band, or Both. Well, and that's not really a death metal band, but Johnny likes that stuff.
Yeah, he does. I don't know why, but he does.
He told me the name of some band he went to go see in Minneapolis one time, and I'm like, really? That's a band? Okay. So, it is Virus Appreciation Day for some reason. I looked all over the internet. I couldn't find a reason why it's Virus Appreciation Day. It's just...
I don't know.
It's probably just one of those silly holiday everyday websites that just decided, hey, let's do... I don't have one for this day for October 3rd, so let's do Virus Appreciation Day.
That could be.
Maybe that's why it was. I don't know. Anyway, so if you get this, if you get 2 out of 3 right in Virus, Death Metal Band, or both, you will win a 5-pack of tickets to the Great Plains Zoo. It's 2 adult and 3 kid tickets. And Melissa is on the phone. How are you, Melissa?
Good.
You were still trying to hit redial again, weren't you?
No, I thought maybe I dialed the wrong number.
Oh, no, you had the right number, and you got through. So, do you get how the game is going to work here? Melissa, I'm going to give you a name, and then you have to identify whether it is a virus, a band, a death metal band, or both.
Okay.
Okay? Here's your first one. Artichoke Italian.
Virus?
That is a virus.
What?
Okay.
Yes.
For what is it a virus for?
It's a plant virus. Most of the ones I found were plant viruses, okay. Just because I didn't want to be Debbie Downer with, you know, actual human viruses.
Okay.
Okay, you got one. Here's your next one. Aura. A-U-R-A. Aura. Is that a death metal band, a virus, or both?
Both.
It is both.
Nice. Ooh,
holy crap.
Good job.
You ruined the game and all my research I did yesterday. We're going to do
make
your
her answer the next we're
gonna,
one then.
We're going to make you answer this one anyway. Here is your next one. And this is just it. Virus.
What's that?
Virus. Just virus.
Both.
It is both, yeah. I was going for the obvious to try and trick somebody, but...
Okay.
Apparently all my hard work went wasted because Melissa had to go and get it right away, but...
We could play the game
that's
again.
That's okay. Well, I'll play it with you then.
Okay.
Next. So, Melissa, you got all three right. We have got a 5-pack, 2 adult, 3 kid tickets to the Great Plains Zoo. All right.
All right. Awesome.
Congratulations. Do we have some more stuff?
I have some Burger King stuff.
Let me take another call here. Okay. Josh is on the phone. How are you, Josh?
Good. Yourself?
Pretty good. Okay. Well, Melissa blew it up right away. And do we have some other stuff we could give away?
Yeah, I've got some Burger King stuff.
Okay. Melissa already won right out of the gate. But we've got some Burger King stuff we're going to give away. So you want to play the game then, all right?
You bet.
Okay. Here is your... And you get how it works. You have to identify whether it's a virus, a death metal band, or both.
All right.
Okay. Here's your first one, Josh. Gonorrhea.
Both.
It is both.
That's what I was going to guess.
Yeah, there's another gonorrhea band that has a naughty word in the title. I wasn't using that. But they even have a Facebook page.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. All right. Here is... Here's your next one, Josh. Com Warrior.
Virus.
Computer virus, actually, yes.
Oh, okay.
Man, this is not nearly as hard as I thought it was going to be. Okay, here is your third one. Acride. It's spelled H-A-C-R-I-D-E. Acride.
Computer virus.
No, I finally got somebody to get one wrong.
Yeah, but he did get two.
Well, he already got his two, and he already won, but I'm just glad he finally got... Somebody got one wrong. No, actually, that is a French death metal band.
Okay.
Huh.
So,
see, here's the deal, is I think that our listeners are just super smart. That's why they're getting all
these. Yeah, you a big Acride fan, Josh? Oh, apparently not. You got that one wrong. But apparently he's a big gonorrhea fan. Oh. All right.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, Josh. We have got
I got some Whoppers and fries.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of Burger King stuff. We will send your way, all right?
Awesome.
Congratulations, Josh. I have three more.
Okay.
I'm going to ask them to
all
you.
All right. I'm ready.
Kamos.
Kamos?
Yeah. K-A-A-M-O-S. Kamos.
Death metal band.
Yes.
Yes.
From Finland. It's a Finnish word that means polar night.
Okay.
Tobacco rattle.
Virus.
Oh, I asked you that one before the show.
You didn't have to say that.
You got it wrong before the show,
well,
I will say.
I didn't know.
I know. It sounds like the name of a band, though. Kind of a cool band name. Tobacco rattle. It's actually a plant virus. Guess what it attacks? Tobacco plants.
Oh, that makes sense.
And finally, Neuraxis.
Neuraxis. Virus.
While it is a part of the body, it is not a virus.
Oh.
It's a band.
Okay.
They're from Canada. Technical Bennell.
A.
Band. A.
Don't you know?
No, they're not from Minnesota.
Oh,
they're
not from Minnesota.
Yeah. Okay. Internet quote of the day, Mel, is?
It's October. Somebody wake those Green Day boys.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hi.
Hi. This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
NBC won the ratings war for the first time in 9 years, mostly thanks to Sunday Night Football and The Voice. Overall, the top 20 TV shows in the ratings included 11 season premieres, and two of them are brand new shows. Now, there were nearly three dozen season premieres last week, but NCIS was last week's most watched returning show, with 20.5 million people tuning in for its 10th season premiere.
It's unreal.
I know, right? And another 16.7 million stuck around for the 4th season premiere of NCIS Los Angeles.
I got hooked on that show now, too. And I would love to watch the show after that, Vegas, but it's like, I don't have time for another show in my life.
Well, you could just
looks
DVR
good.
It.
I did. I still haven't had time to watch the first episode from last week.
Oh, you'll get to it. Yeah. Like, wait till all the new shows are over and we have that hiatus. TMZ claims that American Idol judge Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey are beefing for real. And this time they have video to prove it. It shows Nicki throwing a tantrum, which seems to be directed at Mariah. Supposedly the producers actually had to shut down filming so they could cool down. And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
I've actually got audio of the freak out. It's a little hard to hear, but... There's Randy. Yeah, you can't really hear much of anything.
No, it just sounds like bickering back and forth.
Basically, the transcript goes like this. Nicki, think I'm playing B? Do the bleeping show. Randy, hey, time out. And then Nikki's like, what's wrong with your head? What's wrong with your head? Don't tell me I'm an actress.
What?
Yeah. And when you can finally hear Mariah in it later, she goes, why, oh, why do I have to deal with this?
I agree. What the heck?
I knew this was a bad idea.
Nikki needs to back off.
Yeah.
Back off, Nikki.
Calm down, Nikki.
When you can sing as high-pitched and beautifully as Mariah Carey, then you can talk.
Or once you've had a career like Mariah.
Wow.
Would it surprise you if they fired her in the middle of taping?
I hope they do.
She does anything to warrant it, maybe Mariah said something rude first.
Maybe.
It's always the second one who reacts that gets caught. Anyway, vault number for today is 82. You know all three numbers on Friday. Crack the vault. You win a $50 party tab to the vault. Okay, so my daughter's going to preschool this year.
Yeah.
And it's the first time we have ever gotten the packet.
Oh, the packet.
The packet came home the other day.
We just got ours back.
And the packet I'm talking about is the school picture packet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have cameras everywhere.
Right.
You know, cell phones, you know. I mean, even little cameras that take pretty darn good pictures, you know, you can get those for $60-$70.
Yeah.
My phone does better video than my camcorder does.
Isn't that crazy?
I know. Of course, the lens isn't nearly as good, but,
right, but
still, the video quality is way better. Are school pictures an enormous waste of money?
You know, we just got ours back. And I normally buy the bigger package, which costs like around $26.
Yeah.
Each kid. Okay. So, but I went with the smaller package, the $17 one, because I decided that I wasn't going to buy pictures for everybody anymore. Yeah. Like, they can get the smaller ones in the family. They don't need to have the big ones. I give them big ones from the ones I take of them. And I make copies.
Crystal,
you know,
asked me what I thought, and I was like, yeah, not in preschool.
But so
we'll get them. I still want to have them because they're the school picture.
Right.
Like, we'll order the 8x10. And because once you're in school, I'm hoping we don't do the family pictures as much. We haven't done that many family pictures. We've done baby pictures. You know?
Right.
I mean, Rockley is still a baby, so he's getting his picture taken like every 3 months, it seems like.
I think, though, you know, the norm is that not a lot of parents get a professional picture done once a year once they hit school.
Right. Once they hit school.
And so this is the one time a year that they do.
I would get it once they're in school, but I'm ordering a very, very, very basic package.
That's what I did
this
year.
Probably the most basic one there is.
I got my 8x10 that I always get for myself because every year, you know, I put it on top of each other. So when they're seniors or whatever, they can go back and look.
Another thing, remember the retakes?
Oh, yeah.
There would always be like four or five kids that had to go back through like a couple weeks later because, they blinked in the photo. So then
they have the video. Like the girl said there was
they can see it.
Right,
so
away.
So if they blink, they can just retake it. They don't have to do that anymore, huh?
But they did have retakes set up. So I'm not.
Oh yeah,
I'm not.
Well,
because
they were film.
Yeah. No, but they still did for.
Oh, maybe for if kids were sick or something.
Yeah, I'm guessing that was the deal. But so I bought that, and I bought the 5x7s for the grandmas, and then the smaller pictures for everybody else, and they're just gonna deal with it. I normally buy a lot more, but I'm like, I take a ton of pictures of my girls, so I don't need to.
It's a lot different than the film camera days. Let us know what you think. Are school pictures a huge waste of money or not? Or do you love them? 361-5557. Email or text am at hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 752. We're going to top out at 84 today. This whole school picture thing, it made me think of something a little random. I have gotten bombarded with people ringing. We have been bombarded with people ringing our doorbell right as we're eating dinner in the last week.
Really?
Yeah.
For what?
One of two things.
Okay.
Either, can you buy this discount card for my school?
I hate the discount
card. I mean, like
card.
Every 5 minutes, it seems like. The other one is, hey, I'm so-and-so. I'm running for.
Oh.
And so it happened again last night, and I've had it. I'm printing out a sign. I'm going to put it on the door, and it says, if you interrupt our dinner, I guarantee I will not vote for you, and I will not buy your card.
But will not buy your crap.
Whatever.
One good thing about living in the country is
You don't get bothered with any of that.
Nope.
I get hit by everybody in the neighborhood.
And we also don't get trick-or-treaters either, so it saves money.
There is that. So our school picture is a complete waste of money. 361-555-7, email or text am at hot1047.com. Shirai is on the phone. How are you, Shirai?
I'm good. I'm calling about the school pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're a huge waste of time and waste of money. I have four kids, so by the time you add all four of them up, you're spending $100 on
pictures. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like, it's ridiculous. You can take them all to Walmart and spend $30 for all four of them and get a huge package. So I just think it's a waste of money.
I think that they should take them at school, yes, and work, because they put in the yearbook.
Well, yeah, you know? And like ID cards and
yeah.
file
yeah.
photos
but
and stuff.
Still get those, you get all of those for free, even if you don't buy a package.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's just a free add-on that they give you, even if you don't buy the package. But the backgrounds aren't even all that special. I mean, it's like a plain blue background or red. Or
oh, yeah. Remember,
you can pay extra for the other
background. Remember the laser backgrounds when
oh,
we were
yes.
in school?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Here's the main problem, though, that I have with that is that my girls have to have their pictures to trade with their friends.
Right.
They have to have the wallets to trade with their friends.
Yeah.
That's one of the main reasons why
I forgot
I have
about
to do
that.
That. Yeah, that's a big deal.
Right.
So if I don't have those for my girls to trade with their friends, that would be a horror story. Like, it would freak out.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Shirai.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
You don't understand how important that is to them. Like, that is a big deal, especially when they get the boy they likes picture.
Oh, I bet. Do you? I don't suppose you would have one of your school photos handy, would you?
Handy?
Like, that you have access to? Or
at home.
Is your mom working, or would she be home? Could she drop one off on her way to work?
I don't know. She'd probably have to dig for it.
Mom, if you are listening, I'm going to send an email too, but scan, like, I don't know, third, fourth grade, one of my school photos and email it to me.
I'll call her when we
if not, we'll get them for tomorrow. But I got a text message that says, teachers get a package too. What am I going to do with an 8x10 of myself? 1 year as a joke, I framed it and put it on my husband's desk at work.
That's awesome.
That is funny. Let's see here. Let's grab one more. Kelly's on the phone. How are you, Kelly?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So do you think school pictures are a big waste of money?
Totally not.
No?
No, I'm such a huge sap. No, you have got to get school pictures taken. I don't think it's about the actual picture. I think it's about the memory.
And I see, you know, here's the thing. I don't think they're a huge waste of money. I'm annoyed by them, at least with my preschool daughter. You know,
why?
I'm like,
school,
she's getting her picture taken once a year.
Yeah.
You know.
You know what? She's never going to be this age again, ever.
I know. And we already have photos of her this age. I mean, professional photos. So,
yeah,
but once she's in, when she's in school, though, I'm way more on board with it.
Yeah.
Way more on board.
One day, it'll be her graduation day, and you'll get to set out her pictures
exactly
all the way down to preschool, and you'd be like, you know, I think it's more of a memory thing.
And that's exactly why I do want them, is for that reason.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I'm probably only going to order the basic package that gives me an 8x10, but that's about it.
And wallets.
Yeah.
They have to have the wallets to exchange with their
classmates. No, she can photocopy them.
No.
That's good enough.
Don't you remember, like, being a kid and cutting out the little tiny ones and putting
yes.
them in a Ziploc bag?
That was a big deal.
Exchange with your friends.
I do.
It's a big deal.
And then I grew up.
This is part of the school. Yeah, never grew up. I think it's part of the school experience, you know?
Yeah, I hear you, Kelly. Thank you for the call. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
As a little boy, though, you have to have the wallets to give to the girls.
I got a text message that said, not all discount cards are bad. No, the cards are not bad in and of themselves. When you choose to ring my doorbell is what's bad. That's why I'm annoyed.
I know, but you know what? There's several of those discount cards. First of all, here's a problem that I see with them, is that I forget that I have them.
Well, that's your problem. That's not their problem.
And they end up being places I don't go very often.
But between 5:30 and 7 o'clock, don't ring my doorbell.
They want to catch you at home, though. That's why they do it then.
Oh, so you're going to interrupt my dinner?
I'm just saying. It should be from 6 to 7 o'clock.
And the worst part is Jackie wants to run up and answer the door. And I'm like, no, sit down. We're not answering the door.
I'm so glad I live in the country.
Yeah. Anyway, something to go along with today is Virus Appreciation Day. There's a story I have that is worrisome about that a little bit. breathing might be killing us.
What?
And our poll question today, what are you most likely to watch on TV tonight? The presidential debate, baseball, X Factor, South Park, How Booze Built America,
woo-hoo,
or something off your DVR. We'll update the poll results coming up. Hang on.
Hot 1047.com.